It's Wednesday, July 3rd, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from EdTech 74. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Scott Tyner, Ernie Bailey, and Rob Brasbury talking about AV security. Scott Tyner starts off talking about the levels of security that factor into making a campus network secure.
We're reading more and more in social media and in the trade publications about security in AV. And one of the things I think we tend to do in security in general is panic when we read something, kind of freak out when we read something. And we've gone through this process at Bates. And I do think you're exactly right, Bill. Like, we're higher ed, so we're different than Department of Defense, where we can't do everything. We can't lock everything down because we have people that need to use the equipment in different ways. So for me, it's sitting there to say really simple, okay, what's the actual threat? What is the effect of the threat? And we kind of looked at it either in money or in reputation. And then what is the likelihood of that happening? And so as you look through that, you really start to say, to find some holes. But then you can look at some of the stuff you read and think, well, okay, that's not the biggest threat we need to worry about right now. And it also, as importantly, gives you this kind of baseline to go back to. When this new threat comes out and everybody's scared of it, okay, let's go back to our risk assessment, put this through the risk assessment, and think about how we need to react.
Oh, yeah. The big thing that I've at least seen, like, you know, obviously folks now have on campus usually tend to have at least one security person. Sometimes it's a whole department or so, depending on how big the school is and everything. And I get it. They want to make sure that everything, it's one of those, you know, like you said, it's the, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Okay, well, what exactly got breached? And more importantly, when you clamp certain things down, how does that affect us? Now, the big one that we ended up having was, and this is common practice for a number of places, is, you know, just having basic port security. So, you know, if you just randomly plug something in, if it doesn't recognize it, and your system, your network security stuff doesn't recognize the MAC address or feels that something was too random, it'll lock the port out. Now, the thing that came with us was, we actually have our own separate VLAN for all the Crestron devices and all the AV devices. It just makes life easier for us. It's isolated. We don't have to worry about anything. They swore that they didn't put port security on. And then at one point we just decided right before, I swear, this is one of those ones where you're just looking, you're like, really? But we went and added in an extra touch panel in the back of a projection room, because the broadcast folks were running things. So we're like, oh, here, we'll make it so you guys can actually control stuff in the back here. You don't have to worry about the client doing anything. The moment we plugged that in, it went into a 12-port switch. All of a sudden, just everything else shut down. Why? Because the trunk line suddenly got shut down because the thing went, oh, what is this? I don't know what this is. And it involved a lot of cursing, crying, and screaming, and then finally the network folks got packed to us. But
what I was going to say is also, and it varies from institution to institution as well. I mean, so if you have an institution that has a lot of research, grants, money, government, you know, collaboration, stuff like that, that becomes, you know, more of a concern. But you're right. I mean, there's all different levels of security. And we used to, you know, now we have the CISOs in almost every large IT department.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.